The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We have always looked to the stars to discover who we are.
So when I'm bringing Twitch up, there's a commercial.
Okay.
And it's a Star Trek commercial, which I didn't even know that was still around.
All right. The movie?
It's a bunch of different... I don't know what this is.
Oh, it's the anniversary, and I only know that because I follow George Takei. Yeah.
Star Trek Day.
Right, that's why. That's how I know. Because I follow George. Is it Takei? Takei? I'm not 100% sure.
Takei.
It's Takei?
Okay. Yeah.
I follow George Takei.
Yeah, I actually commented on something he said on Twitter, and he retweeted me or something. Something happened with George. I think he's just a all around great guy.
Yeah, he's funny. He loves to comment. He loves to go after people. He's very political. Like, he is not afraid to say what's on his mind. You know, he's not afraid of alienating anybody.
No, he's 80 some years old, and still every single day he wakes up and does 100 push-ups.
Wow, really?
Yeah, still. I think he's like, 85 now? It's crazy the shape that he's in.
All right, if he can do 100, I should get up every morning and do 10.
I think we should start with like 2. And then
I do zero right now. I do zero. So like 2 would be a big improvement.
Well, and there's one thing I learned from George is... doing sit-ups. Sit-ups are not good for your back. So his doctor told him that he should do leg lifts instead, that it's easier on your back to do that. So I tried that today, and I lifted my legs up, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 seconds and went, that's enough for today. I'll try it again tomorrow.
See, but now you're giving me too much of a workout. Like, first you told me that George Takei does 100 push-ups every morning. So I was like, all right, I'll try and do, my goal will be 10 every morning. Like, that feels realistic to me. I'm, you know, half his age. So I should at least be able to do 10 push-ups.
Right.
But now you've added leg lifts as well. And I'm out. That's it.
You just heard that and went, I don't have no time for that.
No, because I feel like something else is coming next. It's not just the push-ups. It's not just the leg lifts. You know, he also runs in place for 20 minutes. And then he also lifts weights.
He walks for an hour a day.
There you go. So now there's even more.
But he's 80 years old, and look at him. Or 85, however old George. George, I apologize for not knowing your age. But look at all he does. And he's still in great shape. So if we want to look like that by the time we're 80, we should do these things.
You made it sound like all I had to start doing was push-ups. Now you've added leg lifts and walking. What else does he do?
That's all he does.
Okay, so he walks for an hour. He does 100 push-ups and a ton of leg lifts.
Right.
Every day.
He used to do 100 sit-ups, but now he's just doing the leg lift thing.
100.
Or 100 seconds or however. You just got to hold your legs up. I don't know if you actually do physical leg lifts. I just lifted
mine. I can hold my legs up. I'm good with that. I cut that one down. That's not a problem. It's the push-ups and the walking.
And you can put them behind your ears, too.
Yes. Okay, but I don't think that's a George Takei thing.
It is a George Takei thing.
That's a good point.
Oh, my.
He is married, so... He's probably not getting it at all anyway.
That's true.
But yeah, so you got to look at him as he's going to outlive us both, and he's in great shape.
Right. You know, and you're right, because I look at someone like him and it's like, if he can do that every day, I could at least do, you know, like sometimes I get on my bike, sometimes I do a little weight, sometimes I don't do anything. You know, I'm not consistent. He's consistent. Like, that's impressive. That's just part of his everyday life. He gets up in the morning. That's what he does.
84. He's 84 years old.
Wow.
And he does that.
Yeah. Like I said, like you and
you do nothing.
We're half his age, so no excuse.
And you do nothing at all.
I don't do nothing. I don't do the same thing every day. Like, I'm inconsistent. What's crazy about me is I'll wake up in the morning and be like, today's the day I'm starting my exercise routine. And I'll do a spin class in my home. I have a bike at home, as you know. Anthony put it together for me, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I do my bike. I'll get a spin class on YouTube or something. And I'll do like a 40-minute spin class. I'll take the dogs for like a 30, 40-minute walk. I'm like, that's my cardio. And then someone will say to me, nope, you got to start doing strength training. So the next day, I'll be like, all right, let me walk for a few minutes and I'll come back and I'll do squats and lunges, you know. And then the third day, I'll have like, I didn't sleep, I have a hangover, I'm not feeling well. There's always some excuse. I can't do any of that stuff. And then like days pass and then I remember, oh yeah, I was supposed to be on an exercise thing. I was supposed to be doing exercise every day.
Well, that was when I was hardcore going to the gym every single day. There would always be something going wrong. It's like, oh, my knee, I can't work out today. So then that day became 2 days. Then the next day became three and then four. And then my knee hurts. And then I'm always making excuses.
But what happened to us? Because you were going to the gym every day, no matter what. You were in the greatest shape of your life. I remember like you sent me a video. We were joking around where you like begging for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have the photo of skinny, tiny little you on your knees begging for whatever stupid thing, whatever stupid bit we were doing on the radio at the time. And then when you and I were on Long Island, I was biking every day, you know, between 8 and 12 miles out in the world. I'd go for a bike ride. I mean, my clothes were falling off me. I had to go shopping because I didn't have anything that fit me anymore because my clothes were just all too big. You know, that's no longer our problem.
Yeah. And I worry about that because that was my problem back then, is my pants kept falling down and I would have to buy smaller and smaller and smaller pants. It got to be a pain in the ass. That I was losing that much weight.
So then we just decided to eat our way back up so we would have to buy smaller pants.
So, because I like those pants that I wore later on in life. But no, what happened was we used to get off at midnight and I would go to the gym till 2 a.m.
Right.
Every single night because I would have to drive past the gym to get home.
Oh, you had an all-night gym or... a gym that was open till
24 hours. So
wow.
I just didn't work out on the weekends, but 5 days a week I would work out. I don't have a gym near me. So there's my excuse. COVID, there's my excuse. My knee hurts.
But we don't need a gym. All the stuff that we can do in our homes. You know, I have a bike here. I have weights here, push-ups. I mean, George Takei. He doesn't have a gym. He goes for a walk in his neighborhood. He does push-ups and leg lifts. All he needs is a floor. You and I both have a floor.
True.
Right? Okay. So there's no excuse. We should be George Takeying the fuck out of our lives right now.
I don't think you can do 10 push-ups.
On my knees, I can.
You have to do the girl push-ups.
Yeah, I could do girl. I could do 12 girl push-ups.
I can do 100 girl push-ups. I'm talking real push-ups. I don't think we can do 10.
Oh no, what? I couldn't do 5.
No. See, we should though. George does 100.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, what? I'm not going to be able to walk or move at 84.
Well, that's why we have to start working on it now. We want to be able to be George Takei when we're 84. We don't want to be us at 84. We don't want to be at 44.
No.
We definitely don't want to be us at 84.
No, I mow the lawn now and I go, oh, come on. Everything hurts. And then the rest of the day, I'm done. I can't do anything. I'm toast.
Yeah, same here. I mean, right before COVID, I was boxing 5 days a week. And the days I wasn't boxing, I was in spin class and weightlifting. 2 days ago, I walked up 5 flights of stairs to a friend of mine's apartment. That was a walk up. My legs are killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I walked up five flights of stairs, like once. I walked up, I came back down, and I've been in pain all day.